Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DiMaggio scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lupien. Siebert moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground for a double play. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Krivic reaches second base with a double. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miles for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peacock for the out. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Hewson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-3 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 3 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Finney moves to third. Tabor moves to second. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.